Hello, friends. This is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought my co-host with me, Christina. Say hello.
Hello.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, you can check out more by going to FrugalSnobs.com. You can check out all of our video content available on YouTube at YouTube.FrugalSnobs.com. You can check us out on social media at Facebook.com/FrugalSnobs or on Twitter at FrugalSnobs. And of course, you can catch this podcast on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. And if you have a smart speaker, feel free to ask it to play the Frugal Snobs podcast. As always, folks, be well, never pay retail. And now, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, this is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Brooks, let me say hello.
Hello.
And this will be a shorter episode, folks, but it is our farewell. As we record this episode today, is January 1st, 2024. So happy New Year to everybody. This episode is entitled All's Well. Basically, for us, I guess that ends well. So, episode 200, we promised everybody that we would probably be wrapping it up. So we're going to be wrapping up this podcast with this episode. We hope everybody enjoyed the last, 8 years?
Yeah.
Or so off and on with us. We started out, you know, recording episodes once a week. That took quite a bit out of us because of actual other commitments and obligations. And then we switched it up to basically a bi-weekly, every other week podcast. And then we've dwindled it down since then. Now that we've picked up other things like YouTube reviews and things like that and video reviews. And we are now down to our last few episodes and specials. And this is the final. So, hope everybody enjoyed 2023. We'd like to thank everybody for being on this journey with us since, 2015?
Yes.
Or so. And it's time for us to wrap it up and to go ahead and mosey on down the road. But folks, we are looking at putting together another project, which may launch by mid-year this year, but we are just looking at what our options are and things of that sort. So thank you to everybody that's joined us, everybody who has subscribed to our YouTube channel and other outlets. It's been a journey, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up here by just discussing kind of our plans for 2024, and I hope everybody enjoys the upcoming year, and thanks everybody again for basically accompanying us on our journey. So we have been busy in 2023. We've relocated, attended a few shows, done some things. And in 2024, it's not going to be any different. We also want to talk about, again, we're not in the Washington, D.C. metro anymore, but we want to reiterate a few offers and deals you can get every single year due to your existence. And we'll go to that here in a bit. So how did you spend New Year's Eve? Christina, how did you spend New Year's Eve?
Watching wrestling and getting a good night's sleep.
Yes. So, folks, I've gone back on the old Wayback Machine on Peacock and have started to watch the old Saturday Night Main Event tapings from 1985 onward. A lot of changes in wrestling since then.
It's amazing how it's changed, actually.
Yep. So, a lot of wrestling maneuvers, I guess, holds, moves, whatever you want to call them, whatever people want to call them. I prefer to call them moves myself. But many different wrestling holds have now been banned in wrestling, so back then, you get to see the headbutt. We saw it several times in a couple of episodes of Saturday Night's Main Event. The pile driver, which you can't do anymore. And we got a little more detail around our Rowdy Roddy Piper piece that we talked about on our last episode, featuring Mr. T, Hulk Hogan, Paul Orndorff, Jimmy Snuka, and Bob Orton. So,
and Mr. Wonderful.
I said Paul Orndorff.
Yes, but it's hash wonderful.
Folks, okay, so let me describe this for everybody, because Christina's still laughing about it. She finds it hilarious that Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff signed the piece that we recently acquired literally as MR period hashtag or number sign, the number digit one, Durful. Is that how he signs it?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, she still finds this funny. So,
but then we got more insight when we watched the main event.
Yes, the very first episode of Saturday Night's Main Event from May of 1985, everybody. So, I think we've discussed this a little bit on episodes leading up to this point. I have started to collect PSA graded only the sticker set from the Topps 1985 WWF trading card set. We do have a couple of cards from that set as well, including Rowdy Roddy Piper and Tito Santana. But to Christina's point, which we did pick up our first sticker in the series at Gallatin Comic Con this year, but we did get some more insight, like Christina said, in terms of this piece with a little bit of research prior as well. So we were thinking about it and looking at the piece, and it's so cool with six guys on it, right? And it's really, really old, right? Mr. T's on it, Hulk Hogan's on it, Roddy Piper, etc. And we're wondering, where did this come from? Well, from what we saw from Saturday Night's Main Event, I basically the first episode of Volume 1.
Yes.
We did see a confrontation on Saturday night's main event with Hulk Hogan and Mr. T against Orndorff, Piper, and Orton. So pretty cool to see that, okay, there's a little more to this. So Piper and Orton, sorry, Piper with Orton as, I think, the bodyguard with
Yes.
Paul Orndorff at WrestleMania 1 had a match against Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. I knew that. But this picture, this piece that we have, includes these six guys, and it's pre-WrestleMania 1, based on the timeline that we see from Saturday's main event being probably one of the first tapings after WrestleMania 1 in 1985.
Yes.
So now we have more of an idea of where the picture came from.
Yes.
That's very cool. So it's pre-WrestleMania 1, and it's old. We love it. The picture alone was worth some monies,
Oh, yeah.
but to have it signed is really cool. I think it's 26 of 39, so there's not that many, I don't think,
And we
out
don't know
there.
how many are signed by how many people either. And
Exactly.
some of them you can't get their signature now.
Oh, of course. Like, well, actually, everybody on that, basically every person, with the exception of Bob Orton Jr., on this piece we have, folks, is now deceased.
Yes, that have signed
Piper,
it.
deceased. Paul Orndorff, deceased. Snuka, deceased. Mr. T and Hulk Hogan are still alive. But I have a lot of plans for Hulk Hogan right now. I have at least three pieces for him to sign now,
I
at
was thinking
least.
four.
Well, I have at least three because I have the WrestleMania 7 piece with Sgt. Slaughter, the WrestleMania 3 poster, which we'll get to here in a bit also. This piece I was just talking about, that's three. I don't think there's a fourth yet.
A solo piece
Well, yeah, that's, well, as of right now, I have three.
that have
So,
already been started.
yes, I have three. So I have some plans for Hulk Hogan if we can find him. All right, so we've been going back and watching Saturday's main event, like Christina said, got a good night's sleep. But we did wrap up on some birthday month goodies for Christina, and I want to talk about that before we get into the rest of the episode. So, folks, we're no longer in the DC Metro, but we are the Frugal Snobs. So we want to reiterate for everybody as some parting wisdom of being well and never paying retail. That includes you on your birthday. Your existence matters to everyone around you that cares about you and yourself, and you should make it count. So we'll go through a couple of birthday goodies that we were able to pick up this year. My birthday's in a few days, and I'll be years old. But I'll get some of the same rewards that Christina received this past year. So there have been some changes, everybody. So to start, Moe's Southwestern Grill, I believe they no longer give away a free burrito. That used to be the case, and folks can correct me in your area, or shoot us a note for the Frugal Snobs. You can also probably contact us as a comment on YouTube. That would probably be best. But I don't think Moe's gives away a free burrito anymore.
Or at least I didn't see it in my emails.
Gotcha. I think they're probably down to the chips deal in salsa, right?
That's what a lot of
Yeah,
chains do.
Chipotle does the same thing. Chips and guac. I think Qdoba gives you a free cookie, I think. Arby's will give you a free dessert. We passed on that this year just because we don't need the sugar. I think it's probably a shake.
Same with Zaxby's.
Zaxby's also gives you a free dessert.
Yes.
And that's something new for us, folks. We didn't have Zaxby's where we were in Northern Virginia, but now we do here in our new area in East Tennessee. And I also had them in Florida as well, so I was aware of Zaxby's. I had never tried it until this year, though. And also, I think our review for Zaxby's is actually out on YouTube. So
Yes.
go check that out for the Big Zax snack box, I believe.
Yes.
So go check out that review if you haven't already. Make sure you subscribe, folks, too. It helps us out. And as always, you can support the Frugal Snobs by going to support.frugalsnobs.com. And you can support us for as little as 99 cents per month just to keep the project going. And again, all the other mischief we're up to. So, all right, so we've been through a couple of these items. McDonald's gave you a free item this year.
Yes.
And Christina, you picked up a 20 nugget box.
Yes. I'm not
Yes.
sure if that they're going to keep doing that due to cost, but they at least gave you a free item.
That is true. And Christina brings up another good point that some venues and some outlets are also changing their program starting in 2024, so you may have been the last year of it.
Yeah.
We'll find out here soon for McDonald's for me because my birthday is coming up. But if you are going to do that, folks, it is a free item of your choice at McDonald's. So we are not fans of fast food, but you do have cravings from time to time,
I'm a
right?
fan of keeping my wallet fat.
Yes. So Christina has a 20 nugget box. That was probably the most cost-effective thing that she could pick up. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for mine if I get this reward this year. Outside of that, Cinnabon offered you a really nice birthday reward. And also, if you sign up for a Cinnabon account on the app, you'll also receive a nice little, I think, four mini bon
Yes.
box. And again, not a sponsor. None of these values we've talked about, folks, are a sponsor. But you got a four mini bon box, and also a 16-ounce for your birthday, a cold brew coffee, which I drank, and with the cinnamon roll flavor or vanilla, I think is the
It
other
wasn't
flavor.
bad.
No, it's not bad. But watch out for the chilada drinks, by the way, folks, at Cinnabon. We were talking about this yesterday. Christina also tracks a lot of her
Nutrition.
metrics for her nutrition. So calories, carbohydrates, fat, cholesterol, protein, sugar, things like that. And what we saw, because we were looking up this 16-ounce coffee, by the way, and it wasn't so bad, but just be careful. But these the chilada drinks, especially the Oreo chilada from
Hoo-wee.
Cinnabon, I think was 139 carbs or 135 carbs.
Yes.
It was insane. And what, over 400 calories?
Yes.
It was ridiculous. Over 300 and some odd to 400 and some odd calories. It was insane. That was not for the largest size.
No.
So that was for a 16 ounce. So watch yourself, folks. But we will recommend this with moderation. Christina was able to score from Cinnabon the New Year's gift they're giving away, which is a cup full of pretzels, like pretzel
Yes.
twists. These things were good. You had the pepperoni pretzel twist. That's hard to say. Pepperoni pretzel twist.
Pretzel bites.
I wasn't even drinking last night on New Year's Eve. I was being behaved. Whew, okay. So these pretzel, what, twists or bites?
Bites.
They're good. Yeah, the pepperoni. Yes.
And as I said, we need to figure out a way to make them low carb.
Yeah, so Christina, I've been talking about this, low carb options, because now we have another all-in-one cooker from the holiday season, a Ninja 14-in-1. It's awesome, by the way. We still have our Barton all-in-one cooker, 16-in-1. But folks, these cookers are awesome because they can be also more energy efficient than using
Yes.
a traditional oven or stovetop, especially if it's electric. So we've enjoyed our cookers at this point. So that was a really good, but just to let everybody know, and again, in Eastern Tennessee here, prices are, will vary by market, right? But for us, walking away yesterday, and I'll just walk through it quickly, a 16-ounce cold brew coffee, a cup of pretzel bites, and a 4 mini-bon box would have cost us $20.
Around, yeah, with like it was like with, if I saw the screen, $20.19 with all the taxes and
$20.19 for absolutely free
yeah,
for your birthday.
yes,
So, folks, that's
but that's
ridiculous.
also with joining clubs and all
But
that,
still, for three items,
yeah.
$20.19. You're better off buying a pizza
Well, if you buy four regular size cinnamon buns, it's
from
$32.
Cinnabon. Yeah, but
Yes,
you've seen a Cinnabon. They're not a regular size cinnamon roll.
but
Those
that's a meal.
things are as big as your head, right?
But they're lathered in sugar.
Well, yes, because all the frosting and with icing and crap. And yes, I said crap. Sorry, folks, if we have sensitive ears listening, but I didn't swear. But all the garbage on it, right? I
Yes.
mean, Cinnabon is not known for health,
They
okay?
actually have a Twix one. They have one dipped in
Oh,
Oreos.
that sounds so good. A Twix Cinnabon. Oh, anyway,
Distract you.
dang. So,
But those are insane with sugar and calories and carbs.
but
So.
other things that we're gonna pick up for your birthday, we did get the Red Robin begrudgingly. And by the way, folks, it is no longer a free sandwich or burger. It is a sandwich or burger for free if you spend $5.
And
So,
you have to dine in.
yeah, and dine in. So that changed as well. So that is different, folks. You gotta watch this stuff now. What we found, and we'll go through the rest of this here in a second, but what we found with most of these outlets is you now have to make a purchase, and there are so many restrictions on it. Either you have to make a purchase or it's for a dessert only.
There's so many stipulations, it's almost not worth it
Yeah, it
for
is
some of these.
at this point. Yeah, I mean, Olive Garden sells a free dessert. We didn't go for that for you this year. We may go for me for a tiramisu, maybe. Like Christina said, we didn't go for the Zaxby's free dessert. Ruby Tuesday used to give away a free burger on your birthday. Nope, it is a dessert now if you make a purchase. Let's see who else. Wendy's gave you a free birthday reward, a free Frosty,
Yeah,
right?
regular frosty.
Yeah, but you gotta watch those two, folks, because she ended up with vanilla. She wanted peppermint, but they discontinued it on Christmas Day.
Even though it's still available to order and you cannot order vanilla.
It's
Explain
ridiculous.
that one.
Exactly. And the chocolate portion of the machine was broken at our local Wendy's.
I'd rather have chocolate over vanilla. And I still have the vanilla sitting in the freezer.
Exactly. So it's ridiculous. But again, some of these also you have to watch out too for. Oh, Panera, we also were able to pick up an item. That was good.
Yes. Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. Yes, you'll get a. Yes, that's new for us. So thank you. Three regular glazed donuts, small box for free.
Yes.
That's a $5 item, by the way, folks, in our market. So $5 plus item, I think, with taxes. So let's see, what else was there? Starbucks also still has their free item.
Yes.
Corner Bakery, we don't have near us anymore. Green Turtle, we don't have near us anymore. But
Lido's, we don't have near us.
who?
Lido's.
Yes, Lido's will give you a pizza. Green Turtle gives you a $10 credit, right?
Yes, Sbarro gives basically a BOGO slice of pizza.
It used to be a free slice of
But you have to
pizza.
buy something
That's
now.
my point. It used to be a free slice of pizza. Now it's a buy a slice, get a slice. But
Yes.
here's the thing. You go to Sbarro, typically at a shopping mall at this point, everybody. We had one in our local mall here in Eastern Tennessee yesterday when we went to the mall. That's where we found our local Cinnabon. That's one thing that we've learned living now in. I mean, we enjoy Tennessee. We do. We've told everybody we moved to Tennessee. We do enjoy Eastern Tennessee, but what we have to be careful of is that we have all the things or all the services we had in Washington, D.C., but vastly fewer locations.
Yes.
So, for example, there's a Cinnabon. Yeah, there's like one. You know what I mean? Things like that. You got to watch out for those things. So, and you also have to watch out for timings for some of these free items, everybody, or some of these, again, enticing birthday items. Some venues will give you the month of your birthday. Some give you a week. Some give you a couple days.
Like we could also pick out Publix cake.
Yes, that is going away though. So I will mention it as of today. It's going away. If you have Publix, Publix, we love Publix. I love Publix. We had them in Florida. The Publix grocery stores are awesome. They're based out of Lakeland, Florida. I used to work with a bunch of their ex-employees in a previous role that I was in. Can't say enough, love Publix. So we went out for another adventure a few weeks ago on December 10th, I
Yes.
believe is when we went out. It was a Sunday. And we typically don't go out on Sunday evenings, but we went out to go take care of something in our area. And we stopped at a Publix grocery store for Christina to obtain her free slice of what we thought would be slice, a birthday cake. Christina goes into the Publix. I wait in the car for about, what, 10, 15 minutes?
Because I didn't, I thought it was just a
T -t
slice
-t
of
10,
cake.
15 minutes. Is that how long I
Yes.
waited? Okay. So don't disrupt my story. So anyway,
I'm just
sorry.
saying, I'm explaining why the time.
But I just said a slice. See, you're just reiterating what I said. I said a slice. Hold on. So I waited 10 to 15 minutes, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe they gave her some grief for it. No, Christina comes out, opens the driver's side front door of her car, and says, come here, we're so worth it. She hands me this. It's like a pound of cake. It's like a cylinder, right? Like a
A log.
rectangular shaped log of cake.
Yes.
Carrot cake. It was totally worth it. It was worth over $7.
Yes.
So over $7 worth of cake. We thought it was a slice, like we said, a slice of cake. No. No. It was probably what, six servings?
Yeah.
A birthday cake. It was awesome. And by the way, with the walnuts in it, was delicious. Unfortunately, folks, if you have a Publix near you and you have not signed up for the birthday program or an account yet, you will not be receiving the same reward this year in
But we at
2024.
least know what it is.
Yes. The reward this year, thank you, Christina, for alluding to it. The reward this year is $5 off, I believe, 20 or more or 25 or more. It's 20 or more.
I think 20.
But you will get a $5 credit on a purchase of $20 to $25 or more. Okay, so check in your area. If we do this year for my birthday, we'll probably do it for meats to
Yes.
stock the freezer. But yes, the birthday cake was worth it. Totally worth it.
And you were getting angry because we couldn't find the Publix at first.
Well, yeah, because your GPS wasn't really directing us where it needed to go. And once again, in East Tennessee, folks, unlike Washington, D.C., you don't have 10 ways to get to the same place. You have one. Okay? So if you miss an exit or if you miss something on a one-way street, it will be a while before you can turn around or basically go out of your way to get back to where you were.
Yes.
That is very annoying in this area.
Well, at
Very,
least
very
that's how they have the
annoying.
maps program. Sometimes you just gotta tell the maps, let me drive.
But it's annoying though.
I know.
I mean, I can say this. We enjoy where we are. Don't get me wrong, everybody. We both work remote. Life is good for us at the moment, okay? We're not trying to demean the area. But what is angering us at the area is the lack of outlets to get to places. Traffic, you got time when you leave here.
Exactly.
And like I said, you get sick of 2 to 4 lane highways. I'm looking for 8 to 12 lanes, man. I'm looking for super highways, and I don't get it here. So
They're
that,
trying to get him there.
yeah, in what, 10, 15 years? One of the things, folks, that I should tell everybody, when you live in a state, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, even Washington State, but again, there's enough support there elsewhere. But in states like Tennessee, Florida, Texas, with no state income tax, you will lose out on other services. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So yes, roads will be built eventually. You'll have police and fire protection, but they may not get to you as quickly, right? So there are benefits to it, but remember that if you don't pay a state income tax, you don't get all the services other states offer. Does that make sense? Or as
Yes.
much of them. So it really just depends on what your needs are. Let's see. Firehouse subs, free sub.
Yes.
Subway, what did you get?
Pretty
Free,
soon.
you got a free cookie though, right? Or did you get a free sub? You got a free sub for your
And
birthday.
a free cookie for signing up.
You get a free cookie for signing up for the app, right?
Yes.
And then you get a free sub.
And then you get other points and stuff like that to get free subs anyways.
Yes. So Let's see, what else? We don't have Quiznos here in East Tennessee, but
I have not seen them.
you've heard of Quiznos,
I've
right?
heard of
They
them,
have the really
yes.
annoying Quiznos subs commercials.
Yes,
And yes,
Jimmy John's.
I said that. Do we have Jimmy John's here?
I don't know. That's
We
another one
need
with
to
the
look.
semi-annoying.
Oh, we need to look. We need to see if they have a birthday program. If they do, it'd be awesome for a free sub from Jimmy John's. I love Jimmy John's. Based out of Orlando, Florida, baby. All right, so the birthday programs are still, going strong. Oh, Bo-Berry Biscuit at
Yes.
Bojangles. If you have one, folks, the Bo-Berry Biscuit will change your life, but it's high in sugar. Be careful.
They're big.
Yeah, but just be careful, everybody. But yeah, I mean, it was fun to do some of the scavenging this year because it is a new market for us. Probably one of the best things for people to do if you want to take this approach to your birthday is probably go to a mall or a mall area if you have one and just pick it all up, the next over a couple days. That way you just walk around the food court and pick up your stuff. Does that make
Yes.
sense? That's probably faster. But it was fun. And we enjoyed our endeavor. And also I believe Pizza Hut also I think gave you something, a discount on pizza, I think from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, there was something there.
It was like a $3 large pizza or something like that. You got a discount, but you still had to pay.
Yeah.
So just watch it, folks. But there's a lot in various areas to go deal with. I mean, we didn't even get all of Christina's birthday rewards this year
No,
because there was.
not in the mood for all the sweet.
Yeah, that's what we've noticed a lot of is it's all desserts. Why? Because they're cheap. They're cheap to make and they're easy to lose. Oh, Charlie's peach cobbler.
Yes.
Yeah, we did it, but yeah, it's a good size portion for two. Because you do get two slices of either blackberry or peach cobbler. But yeah, I think maybe if we did it for my birthday, if we do it, maybe we'll put it in one of our cookers
And warm it up.
to finish it. Yeah, because it was very doughy, very thick pastry. Just wasn't there. So anything else for your birthday? Did we forget anything?
I think we got it.
Or most of it?
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I will say this again, nothing against living where we live now, but fast food is a huge facet here. It is. There's a lot of fast food here. We did not check Sonic to see if they give away something. They probably give away a free cherry limeade, but again, don't quote us on that. But fast food is very, 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 very prevalent in our
I
area.
didn't see anything from Chick-fil-A this year.
Yeah, they usually give you something, don't they?
Yeah, like a free box of nuggets or something.
Oh, they do?
I think that's what it was last time.
Okay.
While I was waiting for that one random interview up in Maryland, we picked up something from Chick-fil-A.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, folks, I mean, there's still stuff out there. It's just you gotta watch it and be careful. So my birthday's coming up in a couple of days, so should be interesting to see what we can grab. Outside of that, let's go ahead and talk about what we're gonna be doing for 2024, what our plans are, and then we'll just wrap it up and move on down the road. So again, we had to put that in there, folks. We are the frugal snobs. We want to help everybody else save money, live well, be well, never pay retail. And we're still gonna be around. But we're going to be aiming at different targets now and focusing on different goals. So,
Yes.
all right. So for 2024, we got some things planned. Christine, you got a couple of shows already. You have Knoxville or Fanboy Anime in
Fanboy
Knoxville.
anime.
So that's coming up in March.
Yes.
I believe sometime between the 9th and the 11th. I thought something like that. I think it's the second weekend in March, I believe.
Yes.
So, and then you also have the Smoky Mountain Anime
Yes.
later in the year.
May.
Coming up in Sevierville, is that
Yes.
right? Okay, Tennessee. So if anybody's out and about, please come by and check it out and check out Christina. You'll be there selling stuff,
Yes.
also particularly some of your art and things like that for your book series. So that's a couple of shows we already have planned for this year, and then we're also gonna be making appearances at other events as well. I'm sure Christina will book other events. So I will be there as Frugal Snob support, but at the same time, this is all Christina's thing. In terms of meet and greets, we have a couple booked already. You are meeting Amy Jo Johnson
Yes.
at
Big Lake
Big
Comic
Lick
Con in
Comic Con
Roanoke.
in Roanoke, Virginia, and that's coming up on in February, second weekend of February,
Yes.
right? So that's happening. And then the weekend before that, because of a reschedule, I will be meeting Jake the Snake Roberts at IE Toys in Cleveland, Tennessee on Saturday, February 3rd.
Yes.
So you'll be signing my WrestleMania 3 poster. So that's another plan.
Yes.
So and then, of course, there's a few other meet and greets at Roanoke, Ron Simmons, Scott Steiner, and a few others that maybe we might want to stick around for. But right now, new year, got some things started, but just really being more careful this year of what we sign up for and then also trips. I mean, last year, folks, we attended cons, and then also, of course, Christina vended cons. So you vended cons in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Tennessee
Yes.
last year. We attended cons, of course, in all three states, but we also attended cons as well in Ohio, right? And then here in Tennessee, Christina, you also went to YamaCon to
Yes.
meet Johnny Young Bosch.
Yes.
So we've done a lot. I mean, this year alone, honestly, GalaxyCon Columbus was so much fun. We're probably good on signings for a while.
Yeah.
So,
I just have a few people. Literally, I can count on, I think, one hand that I need.
I think for me, the only people I'd really love to meet, honestly, for me, are the WrestleMania 3 poster people, unless they're currently on rosters right now. So for wrestling, but that's gonna be my big one this year. I mean, it does get pricey. I mean, folks need to remember, and Christina obviously is aware of this. These drives take their toll on you.
Yes.
I will say that Brutus Beefcake and Jimmy Hart are scheduled to be at Farley
Yes.
Con this year in Chattanooga.
With Larry Hama.
Yes, that would have been a much closer drive for us than going to Roanoke,
Yes.
but we didn't know at the time.
But I was also vending it.
That's right. So yeah, we had to go.
And I met David Yost.
Yes, so we had to go anyway.
Yeah,
So it doesn't
regardless, we
matter.
were there.
It doesn't matter anyway, right? So, but there's the cat out of the bag, folks. If you're interested in FarleyCon this year in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, I think it's at where is it? Where is it? It's Camp Jordan, right?
Yes.
The Camp Jordan Convention Center, I think.
Yes.
It's a military base down that way. FarleyCon is going to have this year Jimmy Hart and Ed Leslie, Bruce Barr Beefcake as their guests. We did it last year. Ricky Steamboat was there along with the Boogeyman. Event for us, but I mean, I did pick up a charity item. Their charity auction's pretty good. They have a lot of
Yes.
good wrestling stuff. So I did pick up a signed Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, Rock and Roll Express signed WWE Hall of Fame induction photo. So it was pretty cool. That was signed. I picked that up for a very affordable price, already framed. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good pickup. And it also goes for charity. So
Yes.
that's pretty cool. So that was fine. I didn't mind doing that. So we at least walked away with something. A few sales and something. I mean, it wasn't the greatest event for us, but it was enjoyable. That's
Yes.
fair. I will say this, folks. If you're either vending or attending some of these events that we talked about before, always have something for you. Walk away with something for yourself. So if you're vending it and things are kind of slow, go meet somebody.
Yes.
Right? If you're there as an attendee, make sure you have enough people to meet to make it worth it.
Yes.
So, but yeah, and then my other piece.
Yes.
So along with the Piper piece, everybody, I was able to pick this up, and I was gonna wait till my birthday, but I couldn't wait. Opened it yesterday when it arrived. A UFC 9 Super Fight title, 8x10 of the, I guess the poster, the event
Yes.
poster, featuring Ken Shamrock and Dan Severn, signed by both, which is pretty cool. This is a piece from the old UFC, so with JSA authentication. So that was pretty cool to pick up, and it's really cool because it's like my WrestleMania 3 poster. It has the call your local cable or satellite provider. That's
Yes.
pretty cool. And then live, and then of course, the locations and stuff. So, yes, kids, back when there was a thing called pay-per-view.
Well, they still do that with AEW.
Well, they do, but not in the same way, right? The way it used to work, and we'll get into this as we get into our next project, so I'm not gonna give it away too much. But it didn't work that way. It used to work with like the boxes. You had to order it ahead of time and call and all that other mess.
And if you had a satellite, you had to call and get a special car to put in your machine
It's
and.
too much. And then a code probably to descramble it, right?
Probably.
It's probably built into the card, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be coming, folks, again, but super secret at this point. But yeah, the way it used to work and the way it works now is totally different. Also, before we wrap up here, speaking of AEW, they just recently had a pay-per-view. I think it's called World's End,
Yeah.
I think. And that was on Saturday, December 30th, so 2 days ago. We watched
Pre-show.
the pre-show, the 0 Hour.
Yeah.
We watched that. It was okay. Adam Copeland, of course, won the TNT Championship. Everybody, I am not a fan of all these titles, okay? I'm not. When you have eight title defenses on one pay-per-view across AEW, ROH, and then some of this ECW stuff, get real. I mean, seriously, get real. I mean, I don't know what it is about Tony Khan and what's going on in AEW. I am by no means entertained by it.
Yeah.
I am no by it is not interesting to me. It is not fun to me. It lacks storylines. It's just not an entertaining brand of professional wrestling. I'm sorry. And people get out there and say, "Well, you're just a WWE guy." Yeah, I am. I am a fan of a sports entertainment company that started as an entertainment company and focuses on the fan. AEW, like I said, is nothing more than a WCW knockoff to entertain one guy. Tony Khan.
And he designs all the matches.
Well, yeah, it's for him. You know, his father is a billionaire. He became a billionaire mostly through influence from his father, and is basically a kid who basically wants to be entertained.
Yes.
And I say that because he's roughly my age, slightly younger than me. But you know, I got to where I am, you know, financially, and had a milestone this year that or last year that I won't talk about. But I'll just say this: that some of the folks that I am meeting at these cons, we are in the same stratosphere. I'll just put it that way in terms of wealth. I'll just put it that way. I reached a good milestone last year. So I guess am I minor celebrity status now?
Could be.
Maybe. But my point is this: I got to where I am not through being a spoiled kid either. I worked for everything,
Yes.
and I certainly am not going to, you know, put people out there that have no business in that ring. They have no business in that ring. Some of those folks are, I'm sorry. Legends are great, but when you don't know when to stop, it's bad.
Yes.
So, like I say, what, never meet your heroes, right? Because they'll always let you down. But I mean, I was not entertained at all. I mean, the 0 hour, just confusion. I mean, look, I'm happy for some of the younger talent that are there. They are getting seen. They are doing some pretty good things for some of the younger talent. But, like Hook. Hook will probably find himself a pretty nice role somewhere. But let's be honest, everybody. Even on that AEW roster, you cannot tell me, with Endeavor behind it, and now being part of TKO, most of that roster doesn't want to go to WWE. Of course they do. Of course they do. That's where it is. That's where the not only the contracts are, but that's where the development is, right? Have you ever seen anybody from AEW come over to WWE and go right to the main roster? No. They went to NXT.
Yeah.
Lexus King. Which, by the way, I don't know why they didn't let him keep his name of Brian Pillman Jr. It's his name, right? Went to NXT. He certainly was not brought to the main roster. Fair? And Jade Cargill, another AEW person.
But she has an open contract.
What do you mean open contract?
She can go to any brand.
That's fair. We haven't seen her on TV though.
No, she's doing some public appearances for their ambassador thing, and
For
she's,
WWE?
yes.
So she's a former AEW person doing WWE ambassadorship. I
Yes,
love it.
soon to be on
I love it.
TV.
But see, but that's my point. You're not gonna beat a sports entertainment company. This is what they do. AEW is a company that's trying to take on the absolute very best. They know what they are doing. They know how to write. They know how to produce.
And rumor has it some AEW people are going back to WWE.
They should be. I like this back home option. I really like how they're marketing that. It's like you shouldn't have been there anyway. You should have been here the whole time. I
Yeah.
mean, in the last few months, actually in the last 2 years, you've had a ton of returns to WWE, either from injury or coming over. Cody Rhodes came over. And is he making fun of AEW every chance he gets?
Yes.
Yes.
And he's actually
CM.
doing better.
Well, yeah, he's doing better in WWE. Guy founds the company. Tony Khan gets brought in, basically takes everything over, and Cody gets pushed out. How would you feel? Deuces, I'm out.
Yeah.
You don't want my expertise? Fine.
Drown.
Yep, let's see what your ratings look like with your 3 shows a week that no one watches. I know people are gonna get angry, but I don't care. AEW sucks, and it does, and I mean it with all my heart. Christina, you call it all elderly wrestling?
Yes.
I call it AARP eligible wrestling. How you all like that? It's a crappy product.
Well, look at.
Crap. It's cr no, no. Crap. It's crap.
Well, the thing is, also, everyone who was rumored to have their contracts up, stripped of their titles, or they lost,
Well, of
whatever.
course they always do that. That's in any company though. They always have these matches that tend to be convoluted, and I called it. The devil. The devil was Adam Cole. I called it. I called it. I called it. Called it. Called it. I did. I did. And I don't even watch it. See, I don't even watch AEW,
It's that
and it's that
predictable.
predictable. Exactly. Like, I don't even watch this garbage. I watch 0 hours. Like, I can tell you who the devil's gonna be. It's gonna be Adam Cole. And who was it?
Adam Cole.
Bebe. Come on, man. Come on, man.
With his faction of goons.
Whatever. Come on, man. Come on, man. And then, look at it this way. How many people in AEW have you called a knockoff of somebody in WWE?
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. You were laughing your head off over the weekend when we watched the pre-show.
That's a knockoff. That's a knockoff.
There's a knockoff.
Yep. I'm not even calling it I'm calling it a pre-show like WWE does. I'm not even calling it 0 hour. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. They should have, instead of calling it World's End, they should have called it Company End.
Yeah.
That's what they should have called it. I mean, I don't know. AEW's going to get mad and censor me or whatever. I don't care. It's my personal opinion.
Freedom of speech.
I have freedom of speech. It's my First Amendment right. AEW is absolute garbage. I'm sorry. I just cannot stand it. All elderly wrestling, AARP eligible wrestling. When you have a 65-year-old man who has no business still wrestling in the company.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at Terry Funk, though. He wrestled in his late 60s, 70s, something like that. But that's Terry Funk, though. He was crazy. But still.
Yes.
But it's ridiculous. It's just, what can I say? But not even pumped up over AEW. But so they did have a pay-per-view. Not impressed. Don't really care. Sorry, but don't.
Completely predictable.
Yep. And having a TNT championship and a TBS championship. Come on, man. Really? Really? No. I mean, Brutus Beefcake, Ed Leslie said this, last year now?
At Roanoke, yes.
Yeah, Roanoke in August. He said this, and he meant it for all promotions. Because WWE is guilty of it as well, but not as bad as AEW. Like he said, it's like, there's no competition in wrestling. There's like, as he said, I think he said exactly, there's like 47 champions. There are. Everybody's got a belt now. It's like, yeah, but that's not worth it.
Belts are participatory ribbons anymore.
The props.
Yes.
But let's put it this way. This is a really good alignment with the Saturday Night's main event. Watching Saturday Night's main event, Christina, from 1985 was really cool. How many champions did you see?
Not many.
One world title for a guy. One world title for a girl. One secondary title for the guys. One set of tag titles. That's it. That is all. That is it. This whole, this arena title and, this network title. And, wait, my red tennis shoes title. And, wait, my sunglasses title. I got that too. Like, are you kidding me?
My jacket title.
My jacket title. Like, get real.
My energy drink title.
What do you see on the TNT championship belt?
TNT.
A logo.
Yes.
I'm just shaking my head. Same thing on the TBS belt.
Yes.
Come on. Get real. Respect yourselves. Respect the product. Respect the art.
Yes.
This kind of bleeds into our next project, but that's coming in this.
That's just a hint.
I know. I'm getting all fired up here. I gotta get calmed down. But we are getting into, as we wrap up here, a week of really good wrestling in WWE.
Yes.
Naturally. So tonight will be day one.
Yes.
So tonight is January 1st, 2021, so it's day one. So we're going to be checking that out. And then tomorrow night on NXT will be New Year's Evil. And then followed on Friday, the 5th of January, by New Year's Revolution. So, and then the Rumble is coming.
Yes.
I cannot wait for the Rumble. I will say this right now as we wrap up this episode, because we're wrapping up the actual podcast. Who are your predictions for returns at the Rumble? Can't say Randy Orton anymore. Can't say CM Punk.
Andrade
El Idolo or Almas?
Yes, or a debut of MJF.
Maybe, since he's been removed from AEW's roster page. Exactly, along with Andrade,
that's what I'm saying.
As well,
that.
Right? And who lost his title on Saturday night?
MJF.
And who lost to Miro on Saturday night?
Andrade.
Oh, Miro. Oh, I'm sorry. Rusev? Oh, yeah, Miro.
Oh, yeah, because his wife interfered.
CJ Perry. Oh, wait, sorry, Lana. Oh, wait, no, CJ Perry now.
Yeah.
Whatever. And unless they were ever in NXT, nobody would know who Miroslav Banyashev. That's right. Have a few beers and try to say that name five times fast. Nobody would know who Miroslav Banyashev is, the real name of Miro, or
without spitting up a,
or Rusev. No one would know who he was unless he had been in NXT first.
Exactly.
Deal with that, everybody. Yeah. How can you sell tickets for Miroslav Banyashev? You can't. You put a special buzz around him, an aura. Thank you, Dusty Rhodes, if you will. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lanya.
Lanya and Rusamov. We'll put you with that chick, Lanya. Gonna make you look like a genie. And yes, folks, spoiler, If you listen to an episode of Chris Jericho's podcast, you will find out in his interview with Miro, or Rusev at the time, that the original character for Miroslav Binyashev, say that really fast, Miroslav Binyashev.
I can't say it at all.
You can't say it at all, and you can't put that on a ticket or a marquee. No. Right? They knew that. They were smart enough to know that, because Miro is short, and it sounds mysterious. But in this interview with Chris Jericho's podcast, Mr. Binyashev did reveal that when he was in developmental with Dusty Rhodes in NXT, his original character was going to be a genie. That's right, a genie. That's right, everybody, genie. So we're going to put you with that chick, Lanya. Your name's going to be Rusev, and we're going to put you, make you look like a genie, baby.
I have the I Dream a Genie theme song playing in my head right now.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Yes.
Didn't work. Yes. Or Bewitched, right?
Boom, boom.
Yep.
We're over.
That's right. The ear or the nose or whatever. Yeah, I remember all that. God. Ugh, all this old TV. anyway. No one's going to know who these folks were. Look, my whole point is this, okay? AEW is pulling another WCW.
Yes.
TNA at least did have some good originals that did do pretty well in TNA out of some of the indies, right? AJ Styles, specifically.
Yeah.
Very well out of TNA, right? Or Impact Wrestling now, or whatever you want to call it. But this is going to be interesting. So for the Rumble, you think it's going to be MJF or Andrade returning?
Yes.
MJF debuting?
Yeah.
Or Andrade returning?
Yes.
Okay. My vote for the Rumble for the guys, Lesnar. Return of Brock Lesnar. He hasn't been around since August. Or yes. Sorry, July, August, something like that. SummerSlam.
Yes.
That was August.
Yeah.
Because we were at Roanoke at August. And we were talking with Jimmy Hart about SummerSlam the next morning. That was awesome, by the way.
That was cool.
We got to talk to a WWE legend the morning after a pay-per-view that he watched also.
Yes.
That was cool.
And getting his insight was priceless.
That was awesome. As like how, like what he knew. And by the way, Jimmy Hart is still with WWE in the Legends deal.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to have him walk up and just talk shop. That was awesome. That was like you were sitting at a round table watching the pay-per-view with Legends.
Yeah.
That was like as close, I think, to the industry as we'd ever been.
And I'm still laughing at how it's like, Jimmy Hart's walking up, and you didn't want to believe it.
I was like, what? Jimmy! How are y'all this morning? Like, that's Jimmy Hart! That's awesome! And we sat and talked to Jimmy for a while until they opened the doors.
Yeah.
And he was a foot from us.
Yeah.
He was right there. And everybody around, he wanted to talk to us. He wasn't talking to anybody else. He was talking to us. And I cracked up the handler, too, with my Kurt comment. That was funny.
Heading or angle?
When I met Kurt. We were talking to Jimmy, and I'm like, yeah, this is what happened when I met Kurt. And the handler for Jimmy Hart says, angle or Henning? I'm like, angle. But Henning wouldn't have been bad either. And he started cracking up. He knew what I was talking about. Mr. Perfect, baby. So all I can say is this. I think the Rumble's going to be good. I hope there's some good surprises. I don't know what's going to – I think – Actually, I'll add an extra to my returns for the Rumble. Rey Mysterio, I think he's going to return. Knee injury, right?
Yes.
I think he's going to be back at the Rumble. That'd be a good one.
Yeah? I agree.
Okay, so we got four people.
Yes.
So Andrade
Two return, outsiders and two insiders.
Andrade's return to WWE from AEW. MJF's debut from AEW to WWE. Lesnar's return after doing whatever he does. Farming or whatever nonsense he's doing up in Canada now. But don't tell him I said that could kill me.
Training his daughter.
Oh, yeah, the shot put thing where she can throw a shot put like 60 some odd feet, 30 some odd meters.
No, it was 60 some odd meters.
I thought it was 30 some meters and 60 some feet.
Something. It broke a record.
It was something ridiculous at Colorado State, okay?
Yes.
It was, okay. If she were to punch you in the face with that much force, she would break every bone in your face.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would never want to have to meet him if I was dating her either. Like, ugh.
That's, she's scary.
Yes.
Just as scary as him.
Yes.
But she's a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mysterio return, Lesnar return, MJF debut, Andrade return.
Yeah.
That's four. All right. So for the ladies, I don't really have anybody. Ronda Rousey's doing something with ROH now, I think, is per appearance. I don't know what her story is, by the way.
I don't even know.
I just know she went, like, I guess, what'd she do? She could go, like, ballistic or whatever at WWE and just walked out? Or whatever? I don't know. I know she lost her match to Shayna Baszler, which had no fanfare to it.
Ms. Like, Banks may be returning.
Oh, it's a good one for the ladies. Yes. Yes, because her negotiations or talks with AEW, they broke down, right? Right? That's
Yeah,
right.
they have stopped.
They are ceased
Yes.
and deceased. So maybe Ms. Banks. That'd be a good one. I'm trying to think of anybody else that might be in it. It's really more on the full-time roster. I don't know of anybody else, right?
I think they let Liv Morgan go.
Completely?
Yes.
She was injured. Oh, over her marijuana incident in Florida,
Yeah.
in Orlando.
Yes.
Yeah, how many little kids look up to her?
Yeah.
When we were at folks last year, I have to say that, and I can't believe it's last year. When we were at SmackDown here in our area at the Knoxville taping on May 12th of last year, there was a little girl behind us with a Liv Morgan sign,
Yes.
and her mother helped her hold it up. So that's just an example of, yeah, that was not good. So
Ms. Bliss.
that is true. She's had the baby.
And she's training.
See, this is why I need you on the show. And this is why you'll be
I keep
part
up
of
with the dirt
this
sheets.
is why you'll be part of our new project. Super secret. But we are working on it, folks, and we're hoping to have something ready to go very soon. And if we don't have something in podcast form, we're gonna try to probably do something as a YouTube based something, right? Or a video based something. We'll figure it out. But
Am also starting my own projects.
yes, so all right, so before we wrap it up here, as I've said a couple times, so for the Rumble, who do you think is gonna win the guys' Rumble?
Cody.
To go after Roman Reigns?
Yes, or
If
Punk.
he holds the belt, or
Yeah.
Punk, true. I think my winner, I agree with Punk, but Cody won last year.
Yes.
Although Steve Austin did one win back-to-back Rumbles, but he's crazy though.
It's Steve Austin.
Have to go back and watch his Rumbles, they're hilarious. His technique is great. As soon as you get in, he throws you out. He waits for you. Or he slides under the bottom rope and just waits outside the ring.
Yeah.
And just waits.
No, no,
Because
no.
the rules are you must go over the top rope and both feet must hit the floor.
Well, if you roll out under and then hide under the ring till the very
Or
end.
just sit outside. You're not eliminated. Nobody can drag you back in. I mean.
But the thing is, someone could try to drag you back in. That's why I said if you hide.
Or what you do is you roll out of the bottom rope, grab a steel chair, and just say, come get it. Right? Like, come on. Come on. Right? So I don't think it'll be Cody. I'd agree with CM Punk as the potential men's winner. The other men's winner, I could see Randy Orton because he's been gone
Yes.
for a while, 18 months. Daddy's back.
That was, those
That
segments have been funny.
was hilarious. You tell him, Daddy's back. I don't think I would see MJF winning it.
No.
I mean, I liken that to the AJ Styles debut in WWE. Like, everybody knows who he is, but at the same time, he's not the center.
Right.
He is what they call a crowd raiser, right?
Yes.
You get a few guys into the Rumble, and then like starts to get boring, right? And then it's like he's a crescendo guy. They bring him out, and the crowd gets brought back up, right? So I could see again, Punk. I agree. Orton possibly. Those are the two guys I think will probably win it. One of those two, maybe a third. I don't think maybe a Lesnar, but maybe if he returns, maybe he doesn't really need it though. But he's also the only person to ever enter as the champion and still win it, I think, or get close to winning it. No, Drew McIntyre eliminated him that year,
Yeah.
2019, I think. Oh, no, 2020. 2020. Outside of that, I don't know who's going to win for the women. I have no idea.
No idea on that one whatsoever.
Do you think Carmella might be back for the Women's Rumble? I mean, she's had her kid.
Yeah, but she also had it after Bliss, so she may not be.
She's on maternity leave.
Yeah. At least Corey's back.
Yeah, running his mouth.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I don't know who's going to take it for the women. I think WWE's women's division needs a lot of help, though.
It
It
does.
does. It's not. And honestly, in NXT, the women's division needs a lot of help too. I don't know yet. I mean, maybe you get a couple of call-ups from NXT for the Rumbles.
Well, they always intermix it anyways.
I wouldn't mind seeing Joe Coffey from Gallus in the men's rumble.
Yes.
That wouldn't be bad.
Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff on the main roster recently, right?
Yeah.
So
Dragon off.
maybe, but he's got to lose his belt first.
For the Rumble, maybe.
Yeah, he's gonna have to lose it first. He
We'll see
might
what
lose it
happens with New Year's Evil. See if
tomorrow
he's
night.
back.
Yeah, tomorrow night. So, all right, folks, we're gonna wrap it up.
Yes.
All right, folks, we waxed poetically on wrestling for a while. We talked about the birthday goodies and other things. Stay strong, everybody. Talk about Christina's shows. We did all kinds of things. Meet and greets this year. Already got those lined up. We got more to come, I'm sure. But as always, we are not going away. We'll always be around, and we hope that we were able to educate, entertain, and inform you, and amuse you in some cases over the last 8 years we've all been together. So, We said we would close out this podcast after leaving Washington, D.C. We are doing it. And we want to wish everybody a happy new year in 2024 and a prosperous year for everybody. All right, so I don't want to say goodbye because we don't say that. We don't say see you later either. All I can end with is be well, never pay retail, take care of yourself and each other.
And see you on the next project.